bringing y'all guests. New guests this year, like we said. And so our guest today is somebody I've known for close to 20 years. Very talented, multi-talented. Just found out he had other talents today that I didn't even know this whole time. But we're going to get into what his new ventures are. Very interesting, and dope individual. His name is Mr. Drew Kidd. Can you see him?
Yeah, come into the frame a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hello, everybody.
Hey, man.
Definitely. So, like I said, we wanted to speak with the brother today because he got a lot of great things going on dealing with black businesses. Yeah. And I'm not even going to go into it to try to get my perspective. We want to go get right into it. And let the people know what it is that you just recently come up with, bro, and then we'll go into why'd you even come up with the whole concept.
Well, Vibe and everyone out there, first off, I want to give an apology first to black women. I used to doubt them a lot about the weaves and the nails. And my sister-in-law, Ashley, I listened to her because I think women are beautiful without all that, but if it makes you feel good, it's beautiful, and it's artwork, and it's all, it's creativity.
That's, yeah, for real.
And I'm an artist, and I appreciate that, and I've worked in fashion and hair. And the second apology goes out to the rap community and hip hop. I used to down that a lot because I'm not a vocalist. I don't speak. I'm an instrumentalist, but my good friend here, Vibe One, we've known him close to 20 years. It's his passion, J-Funk, M.O., a lot of the people here in Cincinnati. To me, you're a writer first, an orator second, and a performer third. That's how I look at all writers, rappers. I wish they had a book at each one and read all the verses, because I can't read 6-point type. Sometimes I can't understand what they're saying. And then when you see written text without all the flair and the sounds and the videos, it's different.
Right.
And I make books. I've been making books for 30 odd years. And it's also a way to preserve it, because you may not come across that music, but that book will be there.
Right.
I've also opened up a publishing company as well. Visions of the Sun is something I came up with last year, and I started art merchandising to focus my painting. I used to do a lot of shows here. Mm-hmm. Done about 20 shows here, 24 shows, and I stopped and did 40 total, about 20 something out in New York.
Musical shows, or you said painting?
Painting.
Okay.
Exhibitions. Okay. But to come around full circle, there was nothing really promoting us here, and your show that I saw, and I forgot the other two gentlemen name.
Motivation.
Yeah, one. Yeah, they had the mask on.
Yeah.
And he talked about the, I guess, the hate in the city, not receiving any love, mm-hmm. and that's a common theme I've heard with all performers. Mm-hmm. And the thing in New York, it's nothing magical. It's the same thing. It's just media, TV, magazine, blah blah blah. But they support it.
Yeah.
You make
that's their job. They don't have nothing else to do.
They have plenty to do, but it's just a lot of it there. But everybody, it's like Wizard of Oz. You know, that's how I was interested in all this in the first place. I was mesmerized by the performance and the performer, and then I started looking at the mics and the lights, and then I started looking at how it's put together, and then how all that and the business of it was put together. The background, you know, because everything's presented to you to move your emotions, because that's what you remember. What moves you emotionally?
Right.
When you die, that's what you remember about that person. How do they move me emotionally?
Right.
You don't remember all the little things they did, right. unless it struck you emotionally.
Right.
So, going back to this website, it's black businesses. I've gone to the library, chamber of commerce, different things, and you know, I come from a lineage of businessmen. My stepfather, Mr. Robert Power Butler, rest in peace, was one of the first black radiator businessmen in Cincinnati. you know, that little building on Haskins on North Bend, right where that little barbecue spot is.
North Bend.
And what is it?
Okay.
It's like a little hamburger spot. Yeah, it's a white building and a car lot. That's where he had a shop there for 30 years in the corner. He was a radiator guy for this mechanical. So, and my mother, at her early 30s, started her own first business in Roselawn, in the office part, doing office relaxation techniques. I learned that at an early age, so I didn't stress out. And
that's important.
Music, yes. Yeah. That helped me a lot. People talk about anxiety and stressing up. I hate to sound rude, but that's weakness to me. You have to be prepared for nature. She is very loving, but she's also very harsh. She will freeze you out, burn you up, and then every living creature will consume you if you do not prepare for her. So you cannot be weak for nature. That comes with us too. It was a saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But now we're back in the red letter days, and you can't say anything or even have a disagreement or having a constructive criticism or have an enlightenment, and your person is shattered.
Right.
Your father and a grandfather, you know how deep that is? This dude, I mean, look at, he's 25 years old. And he's going to have generations and lineage for four generations talk about him. I'm just a member. I'm the uncle. My brother, the Andre kid, he is passing on the legacy. He has four kids. Sidney Audio, the sound, everything. I get everything from my father, the legacy with that. And I wonder, why am I, do I have these thoughts? I should be selfish and not even give a damn. Why am I concerned about the black race? Why am I concerned about anything? I should go, fuck it. But something tapped me early on. Like when I was here in Cincinnati at 19, I made a vow never to fight another black man, never to raise my fist in anger against another black man, ever. I've had situations, you're talking about catching some hells that you had, but I also had the ability, it's like you get the whole thing flashed within 2 seconds, and it's like, okay, if I do this, this is a smash, this is the damn arrested in prison, all my life is wrong.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll take this embarrassment, this L for a minute, because I'm doing bigger things. I got other things. I'm not going to ruin my life because of this little situation. I can just brush that off. It's not going to destroy it. It doesn't even hurt me.
Right.
So, I want to ask two questions.
Go ahead.
I got a question about, why do you feel like you had those feelings towards like black women and hip hop?
I was getting rejected. All through school, from a young, everything starts when you're younger. Mm-hmm. If you're accepted by your peers and females, you have a different experience.
Cause I'm pretty different too. I always have been, and I know especially black women are really critical about black men who are anything outside of a norm.
They want the best though, and at the bottom, at the end of the day, they really just want you to be the best that you can be. That's really what any woman wants you to be. They don't want a weak man. They don't want no sorry man. So
you,
the black woman is the first woman, so she's going to be the hardest one. She's going to be the most demanding woman. She's going to be the one that's, you know, I don't know any black man that doesn't love his mother unless he's a psychopath.
I will say that criticism is taken more to heart when the person who's giving it is working on themselves too. That's one thing.
I'm my biggest critic. Like me and my mother, you know, I'm 51 years old. So if I'm blessed another 25 years, that's great. I didn't think I was going to live to 36. So all this is a blessing. But it's all extra too. So that's why. And you have to make your emotions out of love. You know what I'm saying? And when I look at other people who have walked this planet, men, women, young, old, no matter, when they hit that point in life, that's when they hit greatness. And that's when people remember their work.
What age?
It doesn't matter the age, but it's just that point in life.
Mm-hmm.
And they just focus on
that. You figure that out when you get that.
I've moved 60 times. I've had over, and this is no lie, I've had over 150 115 jobs. This is 30 since 1985.
I had 115 jobs last year.
No. This is
all temp service.
No, these are real jobs. Like, I average 3 jobs a year. Yeah, I have a part time, a temp, and a full time, and I do all these like gigs.
Yeah.
So I've always been doing that, and I'm the biggest introvert you ever meet. I could literally sit in this room all day, read a book, watch a movie. COVID didn't bother me. Why everybody's freaking out?
I've been quarantined.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Finally.
That's what we both were saying too in the first.
Yeah, he's always in the studio mixing. He loves it.
I've been being introspective and an introvert. What do you think made you an introvert?
I was the only one. I was the only child.
You only, okay.
My mother, I'm the accident. I should have been a fucking sperm stain on the seat.
A hard part of the carpet.
I know where I was conceived. I was in the drive-in theater, and there's a seat, back seat, and it was the pull out.
Yeah.
But this sperm cell was like, I ain't pulling out.
Right.
And literally, my mother was like 15 years old. My father was 20.
Wow.
That literally, now if that would have happened, he would have been in jail.
Yeah.
Or the girl's father would have shot him.
Yeah.
And she's the baby girl, tomboy, out of 3 boys. Her father was the...
And they got the bigger brothers, too.
Wow. So, it was like, you get married, my... So, my father was... I mean, and I had to hear the truth about myself because my parents divorced. I was 6. I love them both. I just talked to them a couple days ago, a couple hours. Hang out with my father all the time. But, just knowing... Because I didn't understand why they divorced, you know, because I've never seen that. I've never seen them kiss. I've never seen them hug. I can't remember a meal with them, not one. So that affected me in my relationships with women and all that. You've been married how long?
16.
See? I can't do that. I can't do what my brother does. I don't have that capability. So I had to focus that. That's what the bands helped me with.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
feel you. You had to like transmutate that energy.
Otherwise, you become psychopaths. Yeah. I've studied all the mass murderers in America. And there is commonality traits that kind of kick off. You know, it's usually just lack of love and attention.
Especially when it's coming from a place where you want that love and attention.
We're human. Really, that's what we need.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've been through that, man. A lot of rejection from females. I don't think people really... Nobody really is empathetic or put themselves
in just
position.
Females, period.
Period. People, period. But in certain avenues where you want the acceptance the most type of thing.
It hurts when it's most from your own. I mean, it's hard. Like, I'm hearing people talking about systematic racism, this and that and the third, and women are being held down. And I'm like, I must live in another different parallel universe because... I've watched my mother and her friends just literally go in different things and achieve different things. Out of those 100-something jobs, half of those bosses and managers have all been women that I've had.
Right.
I've seen 5-6 women go into space. 2 of them at least been black. I've seen, you know what I'm saying, all these different eras, so I don't really understand. I haven't held any women down. I don't do that. If I come across women that are creative, I try to accent that and assist. If I can't accent and assist, I would be the first one to pull my ass out and sit down. Sorry for cussing.
Yeah.
But I would sit down and be like, I'm not, you know, here's somebody else. Here, talk to Vibe. He can help you out with this. Or, you know what I'm saying? Because I grew up with my mother and her hearing her dealing with what she had to deal with in the office and all that. She's a pretty woman. Light skin, so you know how that is. And you know, at the time of the 70s, they were just saying anything.
Yeah,
it's not like today, and they can put a tweet out, and your career is completely ruined. Yeah. They had to take heavy L's, and there's nothing written about it. You know, it was just, I mean,
it was the culture at the time.
I mean,
how we socialized at the time.
Do you remember Nip Magazine? That's a Cincinnati-based magazine. It's around for 20 years.
Wow.
This right here.
You said NIP?
Yes, N-I-P. This phrase right here, for no people can become great without being united. For in union, there is strength. That is on every page at the top on this website for a reason. That's the quote from Wendell Phillips Dabney, 1907-52, the model of the Union paper owned and edited by Mr. Wendell Phillips Dabney. Mm. He's one of the earlier black businessmen here. Mm. I've never heard about this man until I started doing this report.
Wow.
And the whole thing that sparked us all, like I said, I don't... The Watusi tribe, Blade, Hakim, other artists that are on that, they were my source for that black information. Yeah. That was like that, my tether to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm looking at other stuff. Right. So.
Like what? And I want you to also tell what kind of music you do.
I didn't want to be distracted off the directory because I do experimental. I'm an ambassador of funk.
Right.
Disciple of Bootsy, Larry Graham, and James Jameson. Switched in with a little bit of Jimmy, a little bit of Prince, a little bit of Miles. Yeah. And Duke as my guide stones. And James. James Brown is the godfather. He is the one, if you're looking at business,
Look
at James Brown. Because we're artists. Look at what happened to a lot of black artists. Oh, to end my apology to hip-hop artists, the hip-hop artists are the ones who took the reins and business-wise, starting with that second generation with the Puffies and the Jay-Z's and the Nas, because the Chuck D's and all them, they didn't do that.
Right.
They were the message. Mm. They were their awareness. They were that shock to get you there, you know. But the second generation, they were like, first I looked at it as materialism and it was rejecting it. But now I understood it. It was just gaining, because that's all he had. They couldn't go in and, buy food production or an oil rig, you know what I'm saying, or a boat and start shipping minerals because that's a whole different ballgame.
Exactly. That's Marcus Garvey.
Doing this report, and I posted it on my Facebook list, and I wasn't joking. That scene in Doctor Strange when she touches his head and he's... That happened to me with this.
I never seen it. Explain. Well,
Doctor Strange meets the Master, and he's in doubt. And she touches him on the head, on his third eye. And when she does that, she sends him... And he just goes through all different dimensions and everything.
His body stayed there and he goes out.
So that's what happened to me. Because I'm already attuned, but because I focused on this. I prayed to God and I knew I needed to focus on my life. I was like, I need to leave something it's not about me.
Right.
It's about everybody here. It's about you. It's about you. Mm-hmm. It's about everybody putting that work in. It's about the guy who, like you said, I put 12, 14, 16 hours in, put my money in, my hard-earned money in, to make this mixes in, put it in blocked off 5 hours in. I know what that's like. When I heard that, that was like just somebody just body slamming. You know what I'm saying? That the weight of that, and I could feel the pain in his voice in that. And I love hip-hop because it gives black men an outlet to express everything because we don't have that.
We don't.
And everybody's laughing at men. They're laughing at black men. They're laughing at white men. They're laughing at Hispanic men. They're laughing at Asian men at our pain.
Right.
And you can't even show. We talked about that on the show, like how that pain is toxic and you gotta get it out. It's like urinating. It's like defecating. But in this world, they like, man, you better put a cork in your anus.
Right.
No.
And hold it. Don't burp. Don't exhale out your ears.
That's not nature.
It's not.
Exactly.
It's going to come out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a geyser or it's going to come out of a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
We are the same. As above, as below. It's nothing but a fractal.
Exactly.
We are nothing but microbes having an experience on a microcosm.
On another living being.
In another galaxy.
Yeah.
And you just blow up. There's giants doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you shrink down on our skin cell, there's whole cities of creatures and
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Doing shit. Right. It'll freak you out. Yeah. That's going to be one of my art shows. I want to take pictures of all these parasites that are on our bodies to keep us healthy and just blow it up like the size of that door.
I was watching something the other day that I didn't know, like, and you just said it pretty much, but like, your cells are made up of tiny organisms that make that cell. Mm-hmm. It's like your cells are my mini worlds.
They are. You are.
So you gotta feed them living stuff.
Every person, that's why they say you are God.
Yeah.
It's not, but they take it as ego to do something to another man. That's why it hurts sometimes being here, because it feels like we're just stuck.
Yeah.
We've been here thousands of years, but we still worrying about this. We should be able to, like, hear that bird. Oh, that bird just said this. He's talking about what's going on here. He just saw this over there, and he's talking about this. You hear that dog? That dog just said this.
Right.
Oh, that boo, boo, boo. You smell that? Oh, wow. The plants over there just... just the flowers are germinating.
They communicate.
Everything is communicating here.
Yeah.
Everything is vibrating. Everything's a frequency and a wavelength. Everything. Yeah. Like, let's just say... Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just... all the time. We need to be on that. That's what everybody needs to be tweeting and writing and all that. All these little minutiae, and that you would find peace and commonality. Because, like I said, once again, I must be living in a parallel universe, because like everybody's like, the world's against me. Everybody, I'm riding bus every day. I'm working around people all the time. Most people call me son. Everybody's like, hey, hello, lady. Hey, sweetie, son, honey. If they don't want to be bothered.
To me, I feel like it's what you're giving off. So if you haven't already, like you said, prepared your, you started as a youngster, and I started young. We talked about this on the show. So I started young on realizing, as opposed to pointing the finger, self-analyzing and figuring out and realizing to focus on the gifts that I do have, as opposed to things, materialistic things that I don't have, what other kids may have or whatever. So once you get in tune and you do, you come like that, you get the respect. You get, I mean, you have, sometimes there's negativity you got to deal with, you know what I mean? You always have to deal with, but for the most part, it's like what you're saying. I haven't had to deal with, my pain comes from seeing other people going through stuff, family members or people that I really care about. It's like, hey, you got to just, if you need to, you know, you can give your opinion, or you can try to express a point of view, but each person has to go through whatever they have to go through to get to that point, that through that threshold, like you're saying, where you become great within your own universe of yourself. So you so worried about making sure, not worried, you so
focused
on being the best you that you can be in every level that is, you ain't even seen, a lot of stuff is not even allowed to even come get you, it's just bouncing off of you.
Especially when you're in that mode, man, because I know I'm probably just recently getting into that mode, man. I was distracted purposely. I distracted myself a lot in life, and when you do hit that switch, you don't even want certain energies hitting you. So you do block out a lot of stuff, or certain stuff not even gonna make it towards you. Cause you gotta be set on positivity when you make that change, man. Mm-hmm. Everything gotta be revolving around what's the best of that. What can I find positive in it?
Well, if you really think of Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill and stuff, it's basically like the golden rule.
Yeah.
And how you treat others. Do unto others as you want done unto yourself, but also goes back to the power of the word, because when God uttered word, that's become life.
Mm-hmm.
We are minute versions of that.
Right.
So when you speak that, you are speaking that to existence. Okay, so we have to monitor how we speak things, and you actually speak things into existence. If you do it three times, you've actually summoned it to you. And then now this stuff is, the intention is all, everything will actually pull, like you're a magnet.
Right,
so all you've done is just magnetize yourself for whatever that you want to attract.
Yeah.
So once you start looking at yourself as I'm Drew Magnet, Vibe Magnet, Six Magnet, then you want to start tuning yourself to certain frequencies to attract certain things that you want.
Yeah.
The more you keep grabbing, because my main thing is like, okay, we've been at home for over a year with this COVID. I understand anybody's upset. Fine. Have you been getting those job skills up?
Yeah.
Have you? Otherwise, atrophy. And now you have a higher pool of competition. I'm seeing that now. I can't say where I'm at now, but it used to be crowded because they call people in. It's a temporary thing. Now, one, with COVID, they had to space everybody out. Two, they're selective. So you can't, there's a gray area in that in business, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you got everything, but you got the wrong shoe, so we need for you to do this job and carry the stuff so you don't have slip and fall or drop something on your toe and break your toe. We need for you to wear work boots. Everything's fine, but you don't have the work boots, sorry. That type of deal.
Right.
And you don't even know it.
Right. Right.
You got everything else. But the work boots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And budgets is low, so we can't supply you with the shoes already. So therefore, it's too much time. And he's already ready. He got the same thing and the boots. You got the same thing, but not the boots. Okay.
So you're like,
you
that person.
You just cutting through.
Man, I feel like the universe is pushing people into a more self-efficient mode. Cause like it forced you to be like, man, how can I work my hand to make some? A lot of people is like, you either develop new tricks and trades or you just increase the ones you already had.
But how's that gonna help black folks?
What you mean? The more of us that have trades, the more that we can trade amongst each other and keep
but
it.
But we have self-help and self-sabotage, going back to what he said in the interview.
What you mean?
He said he couldn't find any love. I forgot his name again.
Motivation.
Yeah. But he was speaking about that point when he did the show and stuff and couldn't even, wasn't getting love, and you gotta work consistently and sincerely to get that, and it shouldn't be that, and we shouldn't be talking about I'm not going to West Side because there's no over there. Wow. I'm not going to Inglewood because of the wild. I'm not going to Nigga Heights. Going back to my question, I'm gonna ask both of you this. Would you shop at a black store outside of your area?
I do.
Yeah.
One of my favorite places to go that's black owned is Root Season Oil. You been there?
Where is it?
It's down on Red and right when you cross over like Galbraith, but they do like Sea Moss.
What about you?
Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go to dealing with somebody that's a Nubian that owns a spot is out of my yeah. neighborhood.
You gotta go to another state.
Not because I'm NKY. I don't want to give that off. You know what I'm saying? Some black businesses in Covington as well.
We used to be neighbors in Covington.
Yeah.
About that.
But, you know, if I go to mostly, X is somebody I support with his business and with his herbs and all that stuff like that. So he's in KY. But if it's a black owned restaurant, store, anything like that, mostly it's going to be on this side of the river.
So how do we go about having more people support the business here, because we are basically what we have, all we have, and the whites that are liberal to our cause and support us. I don't really see, and this is not a slight against any other group, but I don't see Asians, Hispanics, Middle Easterners, or anybody really shopping with us or pushing our businesses. If they are, please correct me.
Fashion, maybe like some type of hip-hop fashion.
I'm talking about plumber, yeah. Mechanics,
yeah.
HVAC,
yeah.
Accountant.
And,
then, let's do a challenge, people. Just because I'm going to do this myself. Yes, Black Lives Matter, but the Black Lives I'm talking about, it's not just dealing with police misconduct. It's the whole scope of the black life.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm on.
All those brothers that are in prison and in the graves could have avoided that. Majority of that is mostly financial situation that pushed them to something, and they reacted, communicated in the wrong way, and pow! Majority of that. It's almost like mind reading, and just like, damn, because you can see it's a small percentage are psychopathic and don't care and they'll kill us, yes. But a lot of them just did the wrong thing, desperate. Couldn't get a job. A lot of them just couldn't get a job. we don't have the job support. If there was a black business to support them to hire, we could do that. If there was a, you know, a black mechanic and then they had a business, a side of the trade, you got to have a business and you got to have something that is training them. It has to be twofold now. We can't just have a business. You got to have a business and train. Because his grandkids, who's going to hire your grandkids? Or your grandkids going to have to go to, then we're going to be in 25 years what the Hispanics were 20 years ago when nobody cared about them. And they were being worked for $2 an hour for 16 hours a day, 4 hours in the fields and it's help and getting their fingers smashed. Nobody gave a damn. Black folks were like, I ain't picking no fucking oranges. Shit, dang. But we all drinking it, we all utilizing these things, and all those Hispanics basically went through that. But now, they have surpassed us in the last decade. Look around you.
It's armadas everywhere.
They support themselves. No, they don't have self-sabotage. They support themselves. We don't.
I mean, I'm sure they have self-sabotage, but
they have it within groups and, you know what I'm saying, little issues, maybe like Ecuadorians and this group and that tribe and or whatever.
They focus to correct their path.
But they come all, they all come together when somebody's on TV or they're the first this, or somebody's up in the business. It don't matter if they're from Ecuador or they're Puerto Rican. They all come together and they put that money down. Why do you think Modelo is a big beer or what, or whatever? Those other beers, they stick to that. I had two uncles that died of COPD from smoking menthol cigarettes from.
Girl, you know I won't touch you. I always gon' love you.
Salem's and Kool's, and that I can't even sue Salem and Kool's because they did it out of their own free choice. That's the gray line. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is poisonous, but I can advertise with it. I can have women with it. I can make you feel like you need this. It's like you cancer, but yes, you need this.
Yeah,
it'll make your hair grow.
It's like you said, man, everything is sold to you based off of emotion. They call it the byline. You ever heard of that? The byline. You want to keep people on the emotional side of the byline, not the logical side.
You ever heard of you ever heard of Edward Bernays? He came up with the term of propaganda, which is what was used in the war and amplified by Hitler. And then they took what Hitler did and amplified that because he basically created mass media and advertising and marketing on a major level. He showed them how it's done. And so they took that and they did it with the Beatles and brought it to music.
Oh, yeah.
And the Beatles changed everybody. They made everybody, oh, there's a new wave coming. Because what they were, all the white 60 musicians were looking at black blues, guitars, jazz players. Everything comes with that's the source. Mm-hmm. Eric Clapton, all them. When Jimi Hendrix went over there, he was the living embodiment of all these blues, all that energy, all Mick Jagger, Eric Clapton, all the top rock gods were looking up to our black musicians that we didn't really pay attention to.
Right.
They were, and Hendrix came over.
You ever been to a Wu-Tang concert?
He shook Eric Clapton. It's a legendary story. I'll send you a link. He got up on stage. He's like, Hendrix was like about 25 years old. He's like, let me just jam with you. And nobody jammed with Clapton. Clapton, they was writing Clapton as God on the wall.
Mm.
He jammed with Clapton and blew him away. Clapton was nervous in the back room like this and almost quit playing fucking guitar because this dude was the living embodiment of energy. That's what we are when we focus on stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I love about black people. That's why I built this site. This site is a memorial for our black businesses because if we don't do it, nobody will know and nobody's going to give a damn. Marching ain't going to matter no more. Slogans ain't gonna matter because you're gonna be getting paid $4 an hour cutting that grass, trimming them bushes, and being invisible.
Mm.
Like the Hispanics just had to deal with for 30 odd years. Nobody gave a damn. We've been here hundreds of years. Step back. There's two sets of eyes. You got your human eyes and your third eye cosmic eye. Use your third eye cosmic eye and not look at everything from yourself and just like look at a microscope and organism movement and patterns and things going on, and history is like it tells you, it's a recipe. So now we are unique in history because this hasn't happened to any other group. You haven't taken a group, moved them, and completely stripped them down where you couldn't speak their language, moved them around, mixed them up for hundreds of years, mixed up the gene pool. Hundreds of years, they don't even know. They're completely illiterate. Basically a raw state. A blank state. This has never happened in the history of humanity. We are the example. But we also are wondering because in less than 60 years out of slavery and illiteracy, you've got doctors and folks going to school, and you know what I'm saying? Reading and writing and starting businesses. Because what slavery had done in the horror of that gave us all these job skills. We were the most skilled people in this country.
You're going to be when you're doing all the work. Hey, well, how that's can you be skilled in something you don't do?
And that's why we were shut out earlier. That's why I also put that information in there. There are sections when you go into Exodus.
Give them the website.
Yeah, give them the website next.
CincyBlackBusiness.com. CincyBlack business.com. I'm working on the SEOs and everything, so
yes, sir.
You can start. It'll start searching up. I'm working on the Facebook and the ads. There'll be an ad blitz starting next week. This is my first interview. I just went with an artist up the street and going to do presentation in his gallery at some point in May. Okay. So I'm just going to start talking about this. My goal is by the end of this year, I need to meet every black business person and have them know me. Mm-hmm. My father, he's retired, he loves driving, so it's a good time for us to hang out. He loves black businesses, so if you go to the maps page, I have broken it down into 5 quadrants, north, central, south, east, and west, so we're just going to break it down. And right now, I just have, Lincoln Heights and Avondale broken down. You go into a maps page, it breaks down statistics, everything from race, finances, anything you think of, down to the minutiae. This website is an educational website. There's no drama on this. There's no gossip. It's not this. This is a very serious site.
A lot of people just turned the interview off when you said no gossip, no drama.
Well, that's sad. No. That's why I can talk to this man. I can talk to X.
It's sad, but it's true.
Because that means we're kept in an adolescent state.
We got so many distractions,
and
man.
Like he said, I'm the grandfather. I don't let the grandchild dictate the conversation. I don't let the children dictate society. You don't let a child mind, an adolescent mind. It's like putting a toddler in a semi-truck filled with nuclear waste and bombs. Right. Going down a curved road with the village underneath it. That's exactly what you're doing. So you have to be prepared, you have to be educated, and once you have awareness and education, you have an obligation and a duty to use that in the best way. That's what it's for. That's what all this is for. That's what your evolution as a human is for. I mean, you don't want to stay in your root chakra in the red zone, and that's for the gossip, the sex, the mm-hmm. There's a purpose for that.
Yeah,
you need sex to reproduce. To share love when that closest and to release that anger. Through anger you can make change, you can move stuff, you can be motivated, and that's where innovation comes from. Mm. Without that, but we haven't moved up here. Their music is all here. That's why
I don't think we could talk in a whole, like in totality we haven't moved there. I think they know that we there spiritually already. So they like, we got to lower that frequency because they already resonate. They born resonating up here. So we got to lower that. Like,
it's all choice though.
It is all choice.
And what they choosing in the future. That's why the rest of the planet think we're fools and right. Idiots. Only the ones that rise above, yes, respectable. But overall, the rest of the millions,
yeah,
is not respect. The entire planet does not respect the black race. And that hurts. I looked at what was happening in Swahili, and they were trying to deny the black Swahilians develop the trade, those fabrics, all that commerce, and then the Arabs came in and literally you didn't do shit for hundreds of years. Zimbabwe, the Great Wall, I didn't know anything about that, and then they had a Great Wall there in the city, and they were trying to pin it, and they had all this gold. And they were writing in tablets of gold, and they were raiding all the gold and melting it down, and denying that blacks were building. They were trying to find anything. They were lifting up rocks and saying Polynesians did. There's no way these black Africans did this. They're farmers. They're ignorant. They can't even. All they can do is just sit and push rocks. They don't have advanced thought. The entire civilization, modern civilization, the Library of Alexander. Which is now in the library underneath the Vatican, which you would never see. So,
why do you think we allow this to keep happening, man? I put emphasis on allow.
Because it takes discipline. Just like this man looks like he 20-something years old. He works to keep his body in shape, keep his mind in shape, exercise and all that. And he can sit, get a pot belly and watch TV and all that. But he got a fine wife. He got to keep that up. You know what I'm saying? There's a balance.
Yeah.
You know, that energy.
Discipline is big, man.
You know?
Discipline is the root of all.
But a lot of people don't have that. I kind of feel we should have a mandatory 2-year service that would bring it in. That would bring that
service
in.
Service to what you mean?
To the military.
To the government's military or?
To the country's military. Because you say government, but then when you're on food stamps or you need Section 8 or you need a housing thing or you need something in an emergency from Red Cross, all that's government.
When
you have Social Security that you paid into from your job for 30-odd years and they took it out of your check, that's government. So there's a good side of government. Bad side is when it does too much. There's good and bad to everything. It's like energy. It doesn't really have an intention. It just has energy. It is. We're the ones with intention and the freedom of choice to use and mold and shape and direct all this stuff.
Yeah.
And like you said, if we keep choosing to go down this path, what does it say about us in general? I mean, what's to say the creator can be, okay, we're just going to wipe this all off and then we're just going to make you like ants. And you just be all instinct. You'd be a red ant. You'd be a black ant. I'll be, you know, and you just do and work for a queen. You don't have freedom of thought. And we could easily be that way. Easily.
It's boring.
We would actually be better off. And I understand Dr. Manhattan and Rorschach of The Watchmen. If you ever heard of The Watchmen, it's a comic book.
I heard of it.
And then what they did was, I forgot the other guy with the lived in the pyramid. He basically set Dr. Manhattan up to the point and they figured out we had to destroy New York to get the planet to focus on me so that way they won't kill each other and there'll be world peace. And that's what happened. Because humans seem to only learn through pain. That's pain. That's man's teacher is pain. You'll do anything you want to do as long as you want to do it because it feels good. Ain't nobody going to hold me accountable.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If somebody's going to make you pay for it. Or if your knee goes out, there's some pain. Or that woman leaves you. Or there's some pain.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you stop.
Yeah.
But why we got to get to that? That's what the creator's telling me. And coming through me and everybody else on this planet. And Jimmy and everybody has been relaying his messages. You don't have to be pain. It doesn't have to be pain.
Maybe that's the only thing that imprinted on your DNA. Maybe
that's what we call it, the djinn, the Lucifer, the dark. That's what they are. And there is life in the darkness, but there's nothing there. I mean, imagine if you couldn't see sunshine and growing trees and birds. You'd be angry too. You'd be mad too. So, but in light, there's birds, there's light. That's this earth. So you gotta find a balance. I mean, I wonder why. Is there some truth to this? Why do you see all this stuff in the movies? Why is it always these demons and all these enchantments and all these spells and bring these things forth? Why is it always you go to another parallel dimension? It's always something messed up and bad. How come it's not Wonderland?
Because they're trying to scare you.
Oh, Grandma. Hey, Grandma.
Yeah.
It's always the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Why?
That'll be a good movie. Have something that, like, don't do this in a mirror or such and such will happen. Then somebody tried and then they just pop up in a magical world and it's good.
Right.
Hey, that'll be a... Oh, it's gone now. For years. It's going to be gone. New to Pixar. Disney.
Oh, your camera can shut off.
No.
I just said we do this a lot. We say some stuff and it'd be a great idea. We're like, we just put it out.
It's coming out, man. You just said it. It's coming out.
No, that's intention. Around the world, there's at least 10 people with the same thought, but it's the first person who gets it into the third dimension is who gets the credit for it.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I do want to talk more about the site, though. So the site, what all does the site do again?
It is an informative site. It's a three-part site. It's informative about black businesses. We're building the listings up first now, so that's why there's no listings now if you go to the main page. But there is a home page. Go to the about page. It tells you everything about the site. It tells you why the site was made. It tells you how to go about the site, what every tab means, what every page is about. It tells you about the colors. It tells you about why certain words are in bold. It tells you about There are over 1,000 links.
And the links are to black businesses?
The links go to everywhere. If you do a search now, the Google search, what comes up on your right? Wikipedia. So for my information, for some stuff, I've taken information from Wikipedia, but that's boring. People are not going to read to that.
Yeah.
So what I've done is just basically highlight it. So this is still the same format. I haven't changed anything. I just highlight certain things and made it prettier. And put it in its context where it goes, because if you're just searching a sea of stuff, how do you know, okay, this is tied to the Exodus, or this is tied to Jim Crow, and this event ties to this? That's what I've done for you. I've taken three and a half months at 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, even working part-time jobs, and sacrificing the cleanest in my house, which I'm doing this weekend, but to build this site for you, so everything's at the touch of your fingertips. If you go to the info page, I have a list of services, because it goes to how do we help, the solutions. So my thing I'm finding out now goes back to you being the writer. He has the most powerful gift, writing, oration. You could change anything. If you can move somebody, influence somebody, that's all it is. That's what this is. You know, so once you graduate high school, it's all to you if you want to go to college and continue education. A lot of people, they get busy with their life or family. And so, like I said, my father's a great man, very talented musician, filmographer, but school wasn't his thing. School was boring. Geometry, I got a D in. I got a D in history, but I love geometry and I love history. But it was boring the way he taught it. If he would have taught geometry by using the physical space and the chairs and us and everything around it, it would have sunk in. And I would have been, oh, wow. Instead of just focusing on the pretty girl in front of me trying to like, oh, let me, you know. And the history thing. And the history teacher, say I'm listening to my father and anybody else who didn't like school, it was just, they couldn't connect.
Right.
If you can't connect it to the physical world and connect it to that person, you've lost them. And they're not going to have the urge to educate themselves, and that's going to hurt them in the future. And we can't look at today and at the weekend. We kind of trained to look at the weekend. Thank God it's Friday. Oh my God.
I'm so happy that I'm not in that mode, because that is a depressing stage.
It's a waste. You wasted your whole weight.
You got boom, boom, boom. It's like the way I am now, which is like, people say, you know, I might post a song on Friday and be like TGIF Friday, but that's for everybody else who had to work all week. You know what I mean? My thing is like, every day could be my weekend day. You know what I'm saying? Or it could be a work day. Or it's all encompassing.
Oh, yeah,
every
yeah.
day. So, man, that frees you up. Oh my goodness, that frees your mental up. Even for somebody like me who I've always vibrated on a different level anyway, but I had family. I still had to go to work. I still had to do all this stuff or whatever the case may be. But it's really all how you organize it in your brain and in your mind and your spirit to make it effective for you and not a thing where you're just like, oh,
yeah.
Oh my, I gotta go and do it. Oh. And then Friday. And then Sunday comes so fast, you're like, oh my God, tomorrow I got to go right back.
Yeah.
And what are most people complain about? Working.
Work, yeah.
And this is your life. You complain about your life.
Right.
And then when you have that last breath, you want to have regret? I decided earlier on I'm not going to live with regrets. Mm. I'm not going to be an ass and hurt people, but I'm not going to live with regrets.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the worst thing to ever
have. Yeah.
Regret.
Yeah.
What's some more of the services that you offer?
Okay, on my info page, going back to the writing, a lot of business people have money and an idea, but you have to be trained. That goes back to the Mortar. Mortar is the best organization here in Cincinnati. They've been around about 6 years. If they were around 15 years ago, I would have made a lot of different decisions, like Court Street Studios and other different things. You know, I dropped $10,000 in that and lost all that. all that I bought, I gave it away or sold it. Mm. And had, it was still paying for it up until about 5 years ago.
Wow.
You know, just certain lessons. And so now, and that started from Derek and Alan and William. William is the son, William Thomas II is the son of William Thomas, Mr. Thomas, my drafting teacher in Woodward High School. Mm. My drafting block teacher. I saw this man every day, you know, yeah, for several hours a day, and then had my gym lunch. And he was telling me about little William, 2-year-old William.
Yeah, yeah, right. Then you go to his program later. He even talked about the whole family. That's funny.
Right.
So, you know, in my experience, I'm trained. I have degrees as a graphic designer to assimilate information, text, and images into a legible format in any type of CD cover, poster, whatever. It's just a surface. A surface with measurements. All you gotta do is prepare for it. So that's what I've been doing for a while. But I can also communicate and break down things. So if you go to the info page, what I'm doing is helping businesses transition. Because look what happened to COVID. We couldn't go out. We had to shop online. If you didn't have an online store, how many black businesses do you know that have an online store? Which is one of my questions in the about page. Right. How many do you know?
Maybe two.
Zoom in on my expression. That was a facial expression.
Yeah.
You six?
I know quite a few people with websites, online stores.
Black business here in Cincinnati.
I'll say I'm probably knowledgeable about like 5 maybe.
Just name me 1 or 2.
All the chicks with the body butters be having their website together, man.
I'm talking about business site that, you know, this is a business, like a mechanic, black mechanic, yeah, whatever, or yeah, hair, whatever.
Yeah, most of the people I know do like, it's like some type of holistic, maybe body creams or something like that. But,
the ones I know is like, they have like clothing line.
Yeah, they decent size.
Couple clothing lines.
So you answered my question, the health and beauty, and it seems like the clothing industry here, they're on it with it.
Yeah.
But in terms of like your harder services, like mechanics,
right, that's HVAC, all essentials.
Yeah, they're not there, and that's what's going to support us. Mm-hmm.
That's what we. Yeah.
That's what the site is. Mm-hmm. That's where I come in. Mm-hmm. That's where I, and downtime, I want to be able to. This site is for you. The more you help me, I'm giving it back. Mm-hmm. Going into my challenge. Don't do any more cinnamon challenges and stuff that hurts your body. Put people's feet under the fire. If you got money, you bling blinging, put money up. Put a $100,000 challenge on. You know, help 10 families out and zero out their electric bill so they don't get their lights cut off. And put them on a budget billing plan and help them out and educate them in that. Or help invest and be an angel investor and invest in businesses. Or invest, or have 3 people come together and you form your own. If you've ever heard an angel investor, it's when people well come together. It could be you or it could be the 2 of you and say, we're just going to start financing businesses. Mm-hmm. Why aren't we doing this?
That's more to pretty much do, but I think they do it right where, like, you can't just...
They can't invest in businesses. They can't give money away. They don't give money away. That's not what Mortar does. They don't. They have grants. They have to get grants from outside the city.
Yeah.
They're a non-profit.
Yeah.
I'm a for-profit entity. A non-profit, you have to rely on everybody else. A profit, you can generate your own. So we have to do that ourselves. I mean, solution mode, we really have to stop the self-sabotage. We have to call people on it. Like, if somebody's critical about it, make sure it's a critical uplifting.
As opposed to it.
Just kind of, that one you can do. Because, okay, and if it's somebody that's in your arena and has some advice or not expertise in it, then it has weight. But if it's somebody just sitting back and just like, then what are you doing?
Right, just complaining.
Put the light on them.
Yeah.
Here, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And you'll see that really shrink down really fast. Because if we don't, this is serious. We got 25 years and we're gone. We're ghosts. His grandchildren are going to be getting $4 an hour cutting grass. His grandson is going to be sweating in the back of somebody's yard. Unless he's got a production studio or something that he can pass on. And that goes back to what they were saying before with the music stuff. We have to support our industries. There should be a... Why didn't they ever talk about how Berry Gordy put his business together? I mean, really put his business together. I mean, think about it. Segregation. He needed assistance of somebody outside the race. And then how do you figure out the equipment that you need? He built it in a house. He converted a house into a studio.
Yeah.
How do you even know? You know what I'm saying? And how come they, the conversations, the, from the genesis of I want to do this to I'm going out and buying this, and who paid for this to get the money? Remember, they were telling brothers no. Literally, this is what they were doing. Like, at gunpoint, no, you ain't doing this. And if it was successful, they were burning it down. But the thing that we had, which goes back to slavery, yes, they survive, but the strongest ones were few and far between, the strongest ones mentally. That yeah. didn't survive. You know what I'm saying? Those are the ones that jumped off the ship. Those are the ones that rebelled. Those are the ones that said they got that first no and got shot in the face.
Yeah.
If all of them survived, we would have been a lot stronger now. But the ones that had to survive, that had to take that L for hundreds of years, and had and take them whips, it beats your subconscious down where you have, you don't have the confidence. Yeah. And through that lack of confidence, that's where it comes, that's the root of the self-sabotage, the lack of self-confidence in self. Yeah. Because now you become a mirror to me because your success is forcing me to be better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's a great point to end on, because we do have to wrap this up.
Yes.
But once again, we want to tell them the website. Tell them where they can find you out on your social media sites.
DrewKid.com is my website. If you want to know everything about me and my art, and I explain everything there. Visions of the Sun LLC. VisionsOfTheSun.com is my merchandise. And CincyBlackBusiness.com is my gift to Cincinnati. And for you.
And again, this is it's kind of like a search information engine for black businesses, black services, black.
The profile page is my losing word for it. Crusade. It's my crusade to gather every black business, and it's a memorial. I want to know who started it, who was their top person, what was the tools that they used, how long were they in businesses, what was the high and lows. This is a document. It's online. This is where the future is at.
It's not only going to be like the business, it's going to be like the bios, the history of these businesses as well. As so you'll be able to have a, that helps you make a better choice too. And you, if you're not somebody that's in business, but you're going there to find certain services or whatever, that can help you make a more educated decision on who you actually dealing with.
The three profiles, the profile pages deal with who's contemporary now. The historical figures deal with the beginning of Cincinnati, all the black businesses there. The trailblazers deal with businesses like WCIN, J&W Barbecue, Nip Magazine, and businesses like that. Those are there. And this is online. First monies I'm getting in, I'm securing this, the domain is secure. I'm securing the hosting for after I'm gone. 30 years and 30 years after. You can do that to GoDaddy. You can pay in 10 bulk and 10 year increments per year. So each year I'm gonna pay for 10 years, and so by 3 years I'll have 30 years paid. Like, so all my sites are legacy sites. Everything is just legacy. Okay. So it'll be stuff written down on my trust. You know, I may pass them down to his kids. People I trust. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of stuff out there. Mm-hmm. And the minute something goes, it's just snowball.
Yeah.
But then I only got a amount of time here.
Right.
And I don't want to go to dust like it's been going with a lot of black artists and musicians. Mm-hmm. That's another reason for it. We have to have our own media. We have to preserve our own stuff. If we don't, It's nobody else's responsibility to do it for us.
Nobody else. We can't keep asking all of these white industries, how come they don't include us and they...
It's not their responsibility. It's not. They don't have to. They're actually doing us a service.
A and service by even including us. Like,
they don't have to do with that.
So, and a lot of the stories get screwed anyway. A lot of the stories get screwed anyway. So it's best that we tell our own stories. We know these heroes one-on-one.
I want to do a film thing. My last thing, I'll shut up. My goal, and that's another thing with Blade, is like I want to do a film thing and do stories, like I said, do a documentary film about them all the time. Just do documentaries behind of all the great people. Mm-hmm. Go to Tyler Perry. He's the biggest, he's bigger than Hollywood. Tyler Perry studio in Atlanta is bigger than all the studios in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And you hear what? Crickets? There's only so much that he can do. So it's like, okay, we need to go to this man with really serious thought and come to him. Because that's where I want to have... Me and Blair are trying to get something together. Serious. He's investing a lot of money. And it probably take us about a year or so to get stuff together.
That discipline you was talking about. You got to have discipline to even come up with the plan to have somebody invest in you. Because a person with money, with a lot of money, is looking for places to plant it and make it grow. But they're not just going to give you the money. Like, what's my ROI? How long?
My first film here is Robert O'Neill. I don't know if you're familiar with...
That sounds real familiar.
You know Toyland O'Neill? Or do you know the Arts Consortium?
Yeah.
That's them.
Oh, okay.
They did that. Robert O'Neill. Yeah, right, O'Neills are the black... They are the royalty of art, black art. They help keep that legacy. Yeah. They know every black artist.
Here in Cincinnati?
Yes. Yeah. They started that in the Lower West Side, and then they moved, and then it kind of disbanded. Now it's kind of like online, but they really helped the black community and black artists, and Mr. O'Neill passed away a couple years ago, rest in peace. So his daughter Tolin, you need to talk to her, you need to interview her.
Definitely.
But yeah, he's the first film I wanted to, me and Blade, that's where we want to take Tyler Perry and shop our idea, because there's other people here, but because he has a legacy here. In every black city, there is a Robert O'Neill. Mm-hmm. And just, y'all can do that in Atlanta. You can do it in Philly. You can do it in Tennessee. You can do it in Dayton, wherever. Yeah. And that's what this site is. This site is literally a template. And I'm going to wait 16 months to see how it goes here. I've already mapped out the other cities in the country, and I'm approach different cities, and boom. Because all you gotta do is take the Cincinnati part out and leave the black stuff in, and they can put their own stuff. And I'm done.
Well, once again, this has been another great informative show. Now I'm talking about radio. I am Vibe One.
Yes sir, I am Six, man.
Check us out on all our social medias. You got Six Sense Media. You got Now I'm Talking About Radio. You got Type-ish podcast on Instagram, Facebook. Check us out, man.
Yeah, man. Just go to SixthSenseMedia.com. SixthSenseMedia. Check us out, man. Check out the merch store also. We got shirts, hoodies, t-shirts, man. It's about to be warm outside, man. Go ahead, let that meat hang. Whoa. I was actually talking about arm meat, but it just came out so crazy. Pause. But yeah, man, hit up the site, man. Check out everything we got to offer. And if you know anybody out here providing a service, man, anybody who's out here working to be an asset to the community, black and other, man, let us know, man. We want to highlight these people. We're highlighting everybody out here who making moves, man. Check out the website, SixthSenseMedia.com, Instagram, YouTube, Now I'm Talking About Radio, NOMTOMBOUT Radio. I'm talking about yo. Until next time, goodbye.